So much going on. We got a beautiful show today. And I love your glasses, by the way.
Thank you.
Is that supposed to be perception, or you're really that intelligent?
You know what? I like to think I'm intelligent, but you clearly have different opinions.
No, you are. You are. You're really smart, actually.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that, man. But yeah, we have a lot. I like a lot.
Yeah, we got. Well, why don't you tell them what we're getting into?
All right. Well, on today's show, we have some big and exciting updates, followed by part two by popular demand of our Urban Dictionary game.
Oh, yeah, brother.
That's right. That's right. And then we're getting into the news, and we'll cover how New York City is handling this New York Supreme Court concealed carry ruling. So we'll see how they're going around the rules. They find their loopholes.
Second Amendment's taken.
They find their loopholes, man. And they complain about yours.
Yes. Well, let's start off the show with the updates. Very traditionally.
Absolutely.
Jack got some great, exciting news.
So the reason that we missed the show is because I had a baby. Right? And I missed the comedy show and went to the horror show instead.
Yeah. The C-section is a horror show.
Bro, it's...
You told me they flipped their insides out. I don't know. That's crazy.
One time I saw abs get flipped up, and it looked like I was at a meat market. It smelled like they were cleaning a deer. Yeah. But my daughter Lucia was born. I don't know if I should give her a gender yet or if I should wait until she tells me what she is.
You should wait until she's about 4 or 5 and she can pick it herself, and you know. Yeah. Just save the money for the surgery. Or that's free. That's free, no?
The surgery?
Yeah.
Not yet, but it will be.
All right. She could do the Luperon company that gives the hormone blockers out that they also give to the child molesters.
Yeah, make sure can't do any bad things.
At 4 years old, you can believe in Santa. That really comes down to chimney. Or you can also believe that you're a unicorn.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, without getting too much into the weeds, I just don't like that everyone else is being forced to play along.
We're not. No one's being forced play along.
Well,
I mean, the media is. But I think the media is like a... It's a reality show, and they're going to win the best award for the best reality show and say, well, we were just testing the limits. We wanted to see how dumb people were.
I guess.
Only one could hope.
But it spreads like a disease. All right. I know exactly how horrible that sounds, and I mean it to be exactly how horrible that it sounds. I was part of a parent-teacher conference email group thing.
Oh, really?
And it took one fucking person to write at the end of their email their preferred pronouns.
Oh, God.
And then everyone else in the group, as soon as they sent an email into that group, it also had their fucking preferred pronouns.
They needed to update that. Did you put your preferred adjectives, like handsome and smart?
Yes.
So from now on, you are to call me handsome or smart?
The best one I heard was when someone asked to be called Your Majesty.
How that dare was their you? Pronoun.
Yeah, that was real?
Yeah.
I guess they were fucking around then. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good for that.
So I skipped the comedy show, had the baby.
Well, when you say comedy show, it is a comedy show. But it's the Be A Man experience. Let's get
the
that
Be
right.
A Man experience. I'm sorry.
So you...
I'm a little bitter. I don't want to just...
It's all right. You'll get your man card. You There'll be another chance. It's suspended right now. But, yeah. You know, you'll get a second chance to get that card.
But I did get to hang out with my brothers, and that's something I haven't done in 7-8 years. And something hilarious that happened to me and my brother, Marcus. He's the heavyset one. For those that don't know, he was on the season 2, I think.
Yeah.
We pull up to a Turkey Hill. And for those who don't know, Turkey Hill is like a 7-Eleven or a Wawa, but for people that know how to fight. That's the only way I can describe it. And we're sitting in my wife's car, which is not old, but it's super cheap and it still has roll down windows.
I can't. What year is this car? Because they stopped doing that in like 2004.
Right. But this car is, I'm going to say at least 2010.
Really?
Yeah. It's a Ford. They go really low with their standards.
Really? I think Ford are great cars.
Ford? Nah. I would say Chevy.
Oh, you're a Chevy guy. All right.
Yeah. So this other car with women walk out. They probably had like 20 teeth between them. Those two of them.
Combined
maybe 20
teeth. And making it down the 7-Eleven aisle, combined 20 teeth.
PA 7s, I would say. PA 7. New York 5s.
New York 5. Yep.
And we're sitting at the gas station eating our sandwiches in shame, because that's a shameful thing to do. Let's be honest. If you're sitting in the car in front of a gas station eating a cold ass sandwich, you've had better days.
Yes. You would think someone lost their house or kid.
Right. So this chick bends her scrawny ass fucking neck and hips over and looks into our window and goes, "Look at these fat N words," in like the thickest meth head accent.
Yeah.
There's no more sanity in this place.
Well, what do you
Thank
want?
You, PA. I love PA. They just say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. And you never know what you're going to walk into.
No, at 2 a.m.
Yeah, you might even have a talking pig one day that's just behind a Chevy.
And what were we going to do? Roll down the window and say something back?
No.
You Hold on.
Well, alligators have all them teeth, but no toothbrush, bitch.
Yeah.
That'll be waking back up.
Yeah, I don't know. They pulled up in a nicer car than us, and they were not in any better
shape. That's the pimp's car, man. Crazy?
Yeah. Or the husband's car.
Yeah. What else you got?
That's it, man. That's it for my updates.
All right.
What about you, brother?
I got some good updates, man. I got a Dunkin' Donuts life hack. Okay. I got a bad situation when it came to gas in my car. And then I just wanted to explain a little bit what happened on the Be a Man show. Because I think
you still gas up your car.
Yeah, I don't have an electric car. I can't afford that.
Fucking.
All right, so Dunkin' Donuts. So I had a walk. I walked into Dunkin' Donuts, and where I don't feel like ordering to pay for coffee sometimes, you know? Because as soon as I walked in, there was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the Dunkin' Donuts is at where I live. They really take their time.
Yeah.
It's almost like a hybrid of an upstate Pennsylvania where they're like, they want to rush, but they're also going to take their time because, you know, God made you wake up. So what's better than that? Mm-hmm. Walk in is about 6 to 7 people. And I'm like, fuck it. Let me try ordering on the app while I'm here. Ordered on the app. I remember the lady in front of me. I said, okay, I would have been there. I remembered my spot. As I ordered the app, within 4 minutes, I had my coffee and my sausage, egg, cheese, snack wrap, and the lady just got up front to order. So, for the people out there, download the app and pre-order. I feel like they have two people that are looking at mobile orders, and they got one poor lady that's got to take your order and then also read the orders to the other people. Gas in my car. So, this never happened to me.
Wait, hold on. To the order on your app thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that before, like, you know, you go to the grocery store and after you do your shopping, you have to ring yourself up.
Yes.
I would much prefer the whole order, what it is on the app. They get it together. You come by, you pick it up.
Yeah.
They'll
just take a box or something, or yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know about that whole shopping thing. Because I feel like I would like to look at it, make sure the things aren't damaged, make sure it's not an open box, it's not expired. I feel like the 18-year-old kid is just grabbing and going.
You're probably right.
I'm right. All right, so gassing up my car. So I drive a Kia. It's no fucking surprise. I get 18 gallons. I can fill up to 18 gallons, and it's really good. I get about 515 total gallons. So I was down to E. Now, I normally fill up at a quarter tank. The reason I was down to E is I get on my injection fuel fucking thingy. I throw it in the tank when it's low, and then cleaner. I fill it up with gas. Yeah, so I do it every 5,000 miles every time I get an oil change. And it cleans. So, I mean, I never had a problem. Mechanic says my car is amazing for what it is. So I take out my credit card. I'm on low. So I hit the credit card, blah, blah, blah. Put the zip code. I start filling up. At $55, I was like, holy shit, this is insane. Because it used to be about $34 to $38 would fill me up. I'm at $55. I'm at 65. Wow. I'm at 74.50. Then the thing starts going down. And I'm like, oh, wow. I said, sheesh, 74.50. It didn't even fill up my car. Your credit card is only limit to $75. You have to that's the first time I had to re-swipe my credit card to refill up a fucking Kia. You believe that?
They're going to have to change that because gas is going to be $8 by next year.
You think so? No.
It's what it is in Europe right now.
Jesus Christ. I mean, $75 got me 14.3 gallons, and I still had 3.7 gallons to go, which would have been, give or take, $17, $20. So almost $95 to fill up my tank, and it's a fucking Kia.
It's a Kia. Yeah, you
know, the whole reason behind buying the Kia is to save money.
I'm such a dumbass.
Yeah.
Right before Trump left office, man, I fucking sold two hybrid, brand new. I had two brand new hybrids. Same color
too, right?
Weirdo. Same color. Yeah, we had, me and my wife had matching
cars. You guys.
No, and then I'm like, fucking life's good. I can afford a full tank. Yeah. Traded them both in for a bigger SUV. I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
I haven't seen a
walk if you can.
Cost me less than 55.
Yeah, walk if you can.
Yeah.
All right. And then obviously, so last week I brought up, well, 2 weeks ago I brought up, we were heading to the Be a Man show. Obviously, Jack's man card is suspended. It's on hold.
Revoked.
It's revoked right now. He'll get it back eventually. We'll be good. But I went with one of my friends, Danny, and we met my other friend out there, Just. And let me tell you something, man. I don't mind driving. And I get it. The kid was kind of sleep deprived. He hasn't slept. He was working. But the whole time, I mean, the minute we left my place, he was out cold snoring. And he's a Ginzo.
On the way to?
On the way to. Out cold for about 2 hours and 40 minutes. Because a little traffic.
Who does that?
He was tired. I get it. But the whole time, like, and he fell asleep quick. And he just... And I'm like listening to music kind of low because I don't want to really disturb him because, you know, I want to have a great night tonight. But I was also like, oh, man, you know, like this is lonely. Like I can't blast music like I normally would if I drive alone. But now I got a snoring fucking Ginzo.
Right.
Yeah. Then we get to the fucking Foxwoods. From the minute we get there, it's like 2:45. I didn't find the lobby for another 90 minutes. Was one, we pulled into the wrong casino, the wrong hotel. It said all parking right. So I went right, I parked, and you ended up in some other hotel. I had no idea. The guy goes, no, dude, you got to get out, make a left, go up the hill, make another left, a right, and then you get to see the hotel. So get there. Finally, I'm like, we hit the casino floor. We're walking for about 30 minutes. And I'm like, shit. And, you know, you got to be a man. You can't ask for directions. You know, either drive right or walk until you figure it out. So eventually we're like, oh, shit, where does this escalator go? We take the escalator down, and then it says concierge this way. I'm like, oh, finally, we found it. So we were there for almost an hour and a half, and I didn't even get $5 in the machine. But overall, I mean, let's get to the point. It was a great show. I was expecting it to be good, but it was beyond good because they also had two comedians that started the Be a Man Experience show. Mike McCarthy and Dan Smith. He also goes by Dan O. Smith. They came out. They did their thing. Funny motherfuckers. Then the Be a Man Experience started. I'm not ruining it. You got to go. Overall, it's definitely worth it. Great time. You know, you're drinking, you're hanging out. And to be honest, I needed that type of laugh. I mean, it was the laugh where I was crying and I had to wipe my eye. You thought, like, if it was on mute, you thought I was at, like, a fucking...
That laugh from deep down.
Yeah, like I was at balls. Like, what do you call that? With, oh, fuck. What's it called in jail? What they do?
Rape?
No, you fuck. the death penalty. Like, I was there witnessing the ejection, and it was like someone I knew, and I'm like, oh. Yeah, no. Yeah. No, it's a great show.
A good boy.
Yeah, and then at the end, they had a contest. I went on stage, and I won, and that's it. So that was about it.
What the fuck?
What do you mean?
You just said you won the contest. Like, yeah. What kind of contest? Give me more. What was it?
You had to say an original Be a Man contest. I went up there, and I said, I'm going to win. I don't care what I have to say. I'm going to win.
And you did. What did you say? Yeah.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to fucking know. I won the contest. Bring it up?
Yeah, so, you like, know,
this people, was a contest winning fucking thing.
Yeah, this was at the end of the show. They take 10 people from the audience. You go up and you do your best original Be a Man. I mean, I got to be honest. I was, you know, I was on stage. I really wasn't listening to most of them. I just knew that I had to get mine correct.
Okay.
And yeah. I thought about it in the car, too. So
I'm not going to lie. I know you sent me the video, but the video quality was shit and I didn't really understand what you said. So this is.
All right. So this is the moment. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So they finally, the guy before me, there was a couple guys that had a good one, but, and then he hands me the mic and I go, don't go to the hospital for the birth of your child. Only go when it's an abortion. Be a man. And the fucking crowd went nuts. It was a lot of like, but it was good.
Oh, man.
It was, hey, perfect you timing. Made me lit. And yeah, the Roe v. Wade just had dropped that night. I was already in the concert, in the show. I was at the casino. I'm not checking CNN and Fox Network.
Right, right.
You know, while I'm there. You know, my day started at 11 o'clock that morning. So my phone was on mute and silent the whole time.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, so it was good. Hey, listen. You got to do what you got to do to win.
I'm just glad I was able to inspire it, you know?
Yes. Well, you did a little bit. Because I was thinking of something like, don't go to the hospital for the birth of your child. Go to the Be a Man show. But and then this thing came in. And I was like, I think this is going to work a little better.
Nice. And it did.
Yeah, dark humor. And I won. I won a sausage and some merch and got some pictures.
That's such a great idea.
Change information. That's good.
For so a prize, Jack, a sausage.
Yeah, it was good. Hey, I'm still eating it now. I caught it in threes. Two of them are in there. I slice it. You know, it's good. Little some cheese. Yeah.
Some olives, yeah. Like a Trogans.
Exactly. Don't call sauce gravy, because I'll never speak.
To you know what?
We're gonna have
that's
a show.
A whole
on
topic.
That.
Yeah. That's a whole topic.
That's a whole topic.
You're just trying to wind me up.
If you call sauce gravy, then we got issues, man.
We have problems.
Yes. All right, are you ready for the game show?
I have been waiting patiently. Hit me with it.
Well, I think the fans have been waiting too. So let's give it to them.
Hey, everybody.
Come on now.
Come on
to
down.
The Urban Dictionary game.
All right, yeah, fuck that. Okay, so Urban Dictionary game part two. So let me explain. So in season two, we did a game called Urban Dictionary. What it is I'll go ahead and give a word phrase. So with Jack. Right. And we got to try to guess the definition. So we did an update with the point system. We'll be saying 7 words each. Each word is going to be worth 2 points. And if you're in the ballpark or partially get it right, we'll do 1 point.
Right.
Now, after we give our 6 words each, we have one more word or phrase in the bank. Whatever points we accumulated from words and phrase 1 through 6, we can use for 7. So say you got 3 points, I got 4, which I doubt we're even getting that high because these words are crazy.
Right.
I can wager 4 or wager 2 or wager 3 up to whatever points I accumulated from before.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. So I think it's traditional that Jack always starts it off.
Absolutely.
Jack, what is my first word?
So the first word of part 2 of Urban Dictionary game, asshole.
Asshole?
Asshole.
Can you spell that for real?
Common spelling, ask, A-S-K.
Oh, asshole.
H-O-L-E.
Okay, asshole. So, I would assume you're an asshole, but you're asking to be an asshole. Ask hole. Ask hole. I'm going to go with you're not really asking, you're telling. So you're an ask hole.
Hmm. No.
Damn. It has probably nothing to do with any proper grammar.
No. I don't even want to say it's partial credit, but it's because
I'll be honest.
It's kind of obvious.
Give me the definition and I'll see if it's right. Partial credit.
Someone who asks for your advice but never takes it.
Nah, I don't think that's partial credit. That's awesome though. that's usually your single friends, right?
Right.
Like, right. Yeah. I like that. That was, you know, that was not asshole.
No, I have some naughty ones. I have some disgusting ones.
All right, good.
And then I have some that are like, huh, I might use that.
Yeah. I think I'm with you on the board too. All right. So I got the first one wrong.
First one wrong.
All right. Now, Jack, here we go. My first one is Irish handcuffs.
Irish handcuffs. I don't know why, but whenever there's a race mixed into it, I feel like it's always a sex act. So that's, I'm going to use that logic. Can't help you out there,
bud.
I know. I'm just going to go ahead with that logic, though. All right, it's not sexual. I think it's something else. It's when you tie someone to a radiator.
Why do you got to be so specific?
I don't know. That just what came up in my mind. Did I even?
That's it? Close? Oh, you're not giving me just tie someone to a radiator?
Maybe, because they owe you money.
I'm locking you in there.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Some sexual?
No, it has nothing to do sexual. Oh. It's when a person is carrying an alcoholic beverage in both hands at the same time. It's called the Irish handcuff.
I feel like our friend James used to know that one.
I think so.
Our dear late friend.
All right. Do you want me to go
now? I don't think I'll ever use that.
Or you want to keep it the same? I think I'll go now. And then we'll switch it back and forth. All right, Jack. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes, please. I feel like I need a little redemption after that.
Clam jam.
This is definitely.
C-L-A-M jam. Clam jam.
A clam jam. I'm going to assume this is a lesbian act of smashing vaginas.
That is amazing.
Lock me in.
Lock it him in. That is all. I mean, I don't know why the definition isn't what you said, but you obviously wrong.
Fuck.
A clam jam, which I think your definition is way better. So we got to reach out to Urban Dictionary and switch it. It's the female equivalent of a cock block. They're called a clam jam.
Okay.
Gabish.
I like it. I don't think.
I like it, but your definition's better. All right, give me my next one.
All right, so the next one is called the Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, boy. I don't know if this is a drink, a sex act, or someone that's getting the fuck out of Manhattan. The Manhattan Transfer. I'm going to assume it has something.
Can we make an amendment to this game where we give you at least a clue?
Nah, fuck that. Maybe for Urban Dictionary 3. I'm going to assume it has something to do with a subway system. I hope. Ooh. Subway system, Manhattan Transfer. Because Manhattan's really known for building subway system and bums. A Manhattan Transfer is when you're riding a subway or something and your hand touches either the rails or you lick something.
Is that it?
I'm going to lock myself in.
wrong.
God damn. We got two. No, we got four goose eggs here.
This is purely disgusting. It's when someone shits directly into another person's ass. It's called
Manhattan Transfer. That had nothing to do. Not I mean, I can close. See that happen in Manhattan.
And but. Now it makes sense. Now it actually makes more sense for a Manhattan Transfer.
Yes. Because I'm thinking the whole time this has something to do with you licking a pole or accidentally falling down on that nasty subway system that they keep raising the money, but nothing gets fixed.
Right.
The that's, same that's, carts that's have been the there turd. Since I'm 12.
That's the turd that's getting transferred between cheeks. the subway car.
Yeah. All right.
All right. What are we doing? Am I going to give you another one?
Wait. So I went, you, then you, me, right? Yeah. So you now give me the next one.
All right. You're going to like this one.
I hope.
It's called the Sneaky Rafiki.
Wow. I think I actually was going to add this one to mine, but I can't get the definition. Fuck. Sneaky Rafiki. Rafiki. God.
From Lion King.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember something. Like Sneaky Rafiki. So far, you did sexual. There's got to be one that's not sexual. Well, that wasn't sexual. The Manhattan Transfer isn't sexual, but.
It's just gross.
That's pretty gross. Let's see. I guess when you.
He lives in you.
All right. I'm going to say, I guess when you sneak your penis into someone's anus, I'm locking in on that.
All right. You get partial credit.
Do I really?
I'm going to give you the partial credit.
Yes.
Right. So, if there's kids in the room, now is the good time to listen up. Bang her from behind.
Yes, sir.
Your thumb in her ass. You spit on her back so that she turns around. She thinks you're done, right? And then you smear the thumb across her head and go, Simba.
Holy shit. I did read that one. I think I didn't want to read all that definition, though. That's good, though. That's a good one.
I gave you the watered down Cliff Notes version so that it made more sense.
No, we don't water down anything here.
No, the definition itself was complicated. Like, you needed to break it down.
Really?
Yeah, the Urban Dictionary takes itself way too seriously. So partial credit. I don't know what the fuck that means, but
it's 1 point. If I was in the ballpark, it's 1 point. I just didn't get the slab on the thing, which you made sense extra. Because they used that name from whatever. Okay. Yeah.
Rafiki puts that shit on Simba's head and then lifts him up into the air.
It's been 20 years since
it's been a while that. For you.
I don't. You could do the voice kids. Name and give you an actual this image is true. Of the whole show. But ask Jack.
It doesn't matter.
But give Jack 2 weeks to do the news and he'll do it 5 minutes before the show.
Come on. Like 15. All right.
You ready for yours?
Yes, please.
I don't know which one I should give you right now. Actually, all right. I'm going to separate them.
Give me the good one.
I'm going to give you, it's called a Hot Richard.
I don't know what this is, but
Hot Richard, it's a sexual baby. Thing.
All right. So it's a sexual thing involving shit. And I'm guessing the shit either goes on the mustache on the chest. Lock me.
I'm trying to see if I can give you partial. I don't think I can.
All right.
So I'm going to read it. And if you truly think you get the partial credit, you go ahead. You said it's when someone, shits?
Yeah, it's a sexual act involving shit either on the face or on the chest.
Okay, so this is the definition. When a man and a woman are spooning and the woman farts on the man's dick, making it feel warm and cozy. That's called a Hot Richard.
I like it.
You said shit. This says fart. If you would have said,
nah.
If it's shits to make you warm, I probably would have gave it to you.
All right. So all right. Let me get the big X.
Yeah, you got a goose egg. You got three goose eggs. I got two and a partial credit point.
So, all right.
I mean, this is anyone's game, man.
Well, yeah, because at the end, Yeah. You only got half a point.
I only got half a point. And at the end, but well, I can wager. Well, not a half a point. I got 1 point. But I can wager 1 point. Because it's only what you have in the bank you can wager.
Gotcha, gotcha.
We'll see how it, yeah, we'll see how I feel. But the what do you got?
No, no. Oh, I think my turn. You're gonna give me one.
All right. You ready? This one I like.
Please.
And this is not, I'll even give you a hint. Or you don't want the hint. I'll give you the hint. This is not a sexual act. All right?
Okay.
So get that out of your mind.
Thank you.
Angel's touch.
Hmm. But it's not a sexual thing.
Negative.
Angel's touch. Sounds like a drug. Angel's touch. And when you flick someone in the head?
Flick someone in the head?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Like that?
Yeah.
You think I went through all this trouble just to get you a definition to do that?
But I honestly have no better guess.
Okay. Well,
what the fuck you're is fucking that? Wrong. What the hell is an angel's touch?
An angel's touch is when you're sitting down taking a shit in a public bathroom, right? And your penis touches the rim of the toilet that 1,000 other penises touched before.
I like it.
Listen, if you're a guy, I don't want to hear it. This has happened at least once in your life. I'll admit it. It's happened once to me. Yes, you put the toilet paper, but sometimes you're on your phone, the toilet paper drops, you're not paying attention, and now your penis touches somewhat.
The same exact spot. Yeah,
in the same exact spot that every other man's penis touches. Damn, I wish you would have gave a little more fucking...
Luckily, in this day and age, not all men have penises, so...
True. So, you know what? Damn. We'll say maybe 500 other penises touched instead of 1,000.
At the 7-Eleven...
Yes.
Fucking...
Near downtown Manhattan. You're right. Better. You're good. You're better off there. You can lick the toilet there. Just there's no penises touching there.
All right. You gave me one. No, this one's pretty self-explanatory, so I'm not going to give you a hint on this. This next one is called the spastic eagle.
The spastic eagle.
The spastic eagle.
And you said this is not sexual?
I didn't say that.
Oh, because I'm thinking it's sexual.
It may very well be.
Yes.
You at home, what do you think this is?
Yeah.
The spastic eagle.
I'm going to put this on timer. Spastic eagle. This definitely... See, I'm thinking sexual now.
All right.
I know there's another name for this. I don't know if Urban Dictionary is updated. I remember they used to be called something called the white dragon or the... some dinosaur name. Spastic eagle. All right, I'm just going to go with you come, throw a towel on the woman's back, and kick her in the ass so she could fly away and dramatically do that like an eagle I'm locking myself in.
That is hilarious. That is very, very hilarious. It's not but it. No, it's not it.
Damn it!
It is a sexual position involving a female and four other men. Now, if you can imagine four other men, one in the back, one in the front, and two on the sides getting jerked off.
That's amazing.
The woman might be said to look like a spastic eagle.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Try it. You try it on camera? Yeah.
That's I would have gone with newborn eagle, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
All right. So how many you gave me so far? Because I'm counting five.
Just the one. Oh, I'm on my next one.
Oh, that's
so
why.
I'll be on my fifth.
Yeah, you are.
And then you give me two, and then I do my two.
Sweet.
All right. Go ahead. For the next one?
All right. It's on you.
So, dream blunt rotation.
Dream blunt rotation.
This is a word I've...
This is definitely not sexual.
In my recent, it's not. And that's not a hint. That's just obvious.
Dream Blunt Rotation.
Rotation.
Dream Blunt Rotation. Dream Blunt Rotation. So you smoke, right? You're smoking.
Right.
You're dreaming. And you fall off your bed or some shit like that. Dream All right. blunt rotation. I'm going to go with, yeah. So you smoke a blunt, you end up dreaming, and you rotate either on the floor or bump your head. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I'm locking myself in.
Man.
I'm wrong. Just give it to me already, man.
I mean, you're, yeah, all right. So.
Well, I'm not partially
wrong. You were wrong.
No, yeah. I mean, it's yeah, in the I word, mean, so.
Right. So this is actually an interesting, it's an interesting spin on the, like if you could remember in our interviews, we used to ask people if they could talk to somebody past, present, or future, who would it be?
Yes.
So this is a spin on that, but it's who would you like to smoke with? So you want to keep the group small-ish so that you're not, you know,
gotcha.
Going to run out of the bud, but who would you want to smoke with? So usually because they have good conversation.
And it could be living
or, dead. Or maybe living, dead, imaginary. You want to hang out with Bugs Bunny, go for it. Who's your dream blunt rotation? Who's in it? Uh-huh. So let's say, who's your top three?
Who I would want to smoke with eventually. Well, I don't really smoke, but you're asking like...
Right. That's what I'm saying. If hypothetically, if you had a reason to be in a group of people talking to them, who would it be? For me, it's a dream blunt rotation. For you, it's just a conversation.
Well, I got a sip of alcohol.
Sure.
And you said living or dead?
Living, dead, imaginary. You can make them up right now. I would say three.
Definitely.
Derek Jeter.
No. Tino Martinez. First baseman for the New York Yankees.
Okay.
I would like him on my left. Right in front of me, I would I'd say probably Babe Ruth. And then on the right would probably be
Dad?
Yeah. Who would it be? Shit, that's a good question, man. Got me stumped. I want to pick someone. Well, Babe Ruth is dead.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be all sports, though.
Well, you got two so far, not just sports.
Baseball. Damn, what's his name? I forgot. I always get him confused with Louis Anderson, but it's not Louis Anderson. It's the other one that died. Damn. Fuck. He was in. He does movies with David Spade. Fuck. Why can't I get his name?
Yeah.
That guy. Farley.
That.
Chris right. Farley.
Chris yes, Farley.
That would be my three.
Not bad. Not
actually,
bad.
Take Tino Martinez out. I want Gilbert Gottfried there.
Gilbert Gottfried?
Yes.
All right. That's good.
Who's you?
I think he would be interesting to... Well, because mine has the weed element to yes. it.
Mine is going to be a little bit more. Like professors and weed and...
Yes.
Makes you smart, so, man.
It gives you a lot of more introspection.
Yes.
So I think who would I? Jesus?
Lies.
What? No, for real.
Okay.
If I could, I totally would. And not like, oh my God, Jesus, I love you. Like, hey, Jesus, hit this. Let's have a conversation. How's your dad?
Yeah. How's the kids?
How's the kids?
Did you and Mary really get it on, or this was a hoax?
No, Mary Magdalene. Right? That's who you're talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Leave me alone, man.
Leave me alone. What you smoking on over there? So,
oh, by the way, I quit cigarettes, but I'm using this for a week or two just to get off the urge, and I'm good. It's been 4 days.
Okay.
I'm bad.
Good for you. I'm amazed you haven't killed someone.
Yeah, not yet.
So, yeah, for me, it would be Jesus, Kanye.
Kanye is Jesus, though.
George Washington.
There you go. Nice.
All right.
I'm sure someone's fighting good at rotation. The end of it, and Jesus is going to be in the middle like, Kanye, yo, leave George alone, man. It's a different time. That was a different time. Like, yo, I got you, man.
No, I would. I don't think that would. That's how it would happen at all.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the show. We're losing it.
All right. So.
All right. So you just gave me the last one, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's it. We got two more remaining.
Mm-hmm. And my two. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jack, I need you to get one. I need you to wager something at the end.
Well, all right.
All right. Is it me or you? I lost.
It's you. Got to give me one.
Okay.
You got to give me two.
Well, I gave you the Angel's Touch. That was the last one. Okay, so I got to give you two. So I'm giving. Yeah, all right. Gotcha. Sexting.
Shex.
S H E X T I N G. Sexting.
I know what sexting is. What the fuck is sexting?
Yes.
Oh, sending somebody like shit pics. I'm going to say that because I know some people that like to send me fucking photos of giant monsters.
You locked in?
I think I'm going to go with that, yeah.
I'm going to give you partial credit.
All right.
It's not actually sending. Let me give you the correct thing. It's not actually sending a picture of your dump, which, once again, I think your definition or sentence should be involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's texting your friend, loved ones, or even your annoying co-workers while taking a dump on a porcelain throne. Shitting plus texting equals sexting.
That's
so you're texting while shitting.
I'm going to agree with you. I feel like I like my definition.
Your definition's
better
way better. But there the probably is a word for that. That's why we just haven't. I haven't come across it.
Maybe, but the only time I send texts or call is when I'm shitting. So to me, it's like just basic everyday thing. It's,
yes.
I don't know.
It's a man thing.
Weird.
Do women checks? You think women send pictures of their shit to other? No, I doubt it. That's just disgusting.
No. Yeah. They don't. Yeah, they're not sick like us. Good job, ladies, for being different.
Yes. Stay different.
Stay different.
So I got to give you that. That's one point right there.
Thank you.
All right. What's my number six?
Chopped.
Oh, God. That's like so like quick. I have no idea. Chopped. This could be sexual. You did the hand motion, so I want to say you gave away something.
Nope. I gave nothing.
Nothing. Exactly. Chopped.
And okay,
I'm thinking transabled for some reason. I don't know why.
It's a word that's been it. The word itself is to describe something that we have always had a slang word for.
Oh,
so
okay.
You're gonna learn this, what this means, and then you're gonna go, "Oh, you mean that other word we used?"
Probably. I'm gonna go with a fat, nasty girl no one would touch unless you're chopped.
Whoa. Unless you're chopped?
They're chopped, obviously.
That is exactly what that is. You get full credit for that one, my friend. Ding dings all around for you.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It's when...
When you said it's another word.
When you're full-time ugly.
Yeah, when you're full-time ugly. Because I'm thinking chopped, and I was like, maybe botched. Chopped.
Yeah. So we used to say they're beat.
They're beat. Grenade.
Right.
Beat used to be
now it's chopped.
Early terms. Grenade. Now it's chopped.
Huh. Chopped. So probably not going to use it. I like my lingo, you know, but the beat when she shot.
Yeah. All right. But, so yeah. I got three.
Let me get my last chance.
Well, I got three. You got one. But I want to make this a good... You're not getting this one anyway. So if you get this one, you get 4 points. If you get partial, you get two.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Give me a minute. This one's... When I found this definition... I hope you didn't come across this. I feel like you probably had... I'll know if you come across it. You give it away quick. Like the whole Shex thing, you said it too. I was like, you definitely read that once.
No, I swear to God.
All right. You ready?
Like, yo, I'm my dad. I never.
the Norwegian torch blower.
No, see. It's definitely sexual.
Torch I will blower. Give you that, yeah.
All right.
Take your time. Take your time. Really think. I want you to think.
I feel like you got the sexual part.
You got the Norwegian where the guy just named the fucking place. And then a torch blower.
I feel like it has to do with flatulence and a flame. But that's not sexual. Okay. I'm going to go with something sexual involving flatulence and a flame. Like, I have no idea.
Flatulence?
Yeah, farts.
Okay.
So I assume it has something very heavy to do with
that. Locking you in.
Please.
Okay.
I'm probably nowhere near it.
Well, it has to do with a flame, but that comes with the word.
Right. So that's not a point.
I don't think I'm giving you the point. But what I can give you is the definition.
These were hard.
These were good. Next time we do it, we'll have to give one hint.
All right.
Obviously, either sexual or not sexual can be one, and then one partial hint. All right. So Norwegian torch blower. That's when you are about to ejaculate. Mm. You will cover your pee hole in wax and then alcohol, light it on fire, and blow your load onto the person. Tell me not. That's not one of the craziest fucking things you ever heard in your life. That's amazing.
Where the fuck do you find this shit?
I was going through 100 words a day. And when I came across this, I was like, this is it. This is like, because last year, the Bosnian seesaw
was
our number one.
Yeah.
I think the Norwegian torch blower became our number two.
I like it. I do. Right, well. All right.
I did win, but for shits and giggles.
We'll get the last one out.
Get the last one out. I'll wager 2 points. This way, if I don't get it, it's a tie game. And we could be like a bunch of snowflakes and everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah.
My son didn't get one hit all year. I want him to get a trophy. For what? Fuck out of here.
I don't know. Do they still give trophies?
No, I'm going to wager a point and a half just so I can still win.
All right. Because you got to do
it's a game show, man.
This next one is called bromeopathic medicine.
Bromeopathic medicine?
Medicine, yes.
Bromeo.
Bromeopathic medicine.
Bromeo is like the bros. It's like a romantic bro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's putting his finger on his thing. Either I'm completely wrong and he's trying to fucking make me seem like a dumbass, or bromeopathic. Okay. And then what was the last word? Bromeopathic what?
Medicine.
I don't think it's sexual. I think it's when a dude either loses a girl and they end up going hiking together, it gets cold, they take off all their clothes, and they hug each other. Like some hikey hillside medicine. That's what I'm locking myself in.
No.
Not even close. Everything you just said was so idiotic. It has no point, and you are awarded no points. God mercy on your soul.
Nah, man, bromeopathic medicine, it's what we're doing right now. It's what the listeners are doing with us. We're all enjoying each other's company to help our ailments. You know, if you got a headache or whatever, because, you know, she's going off and she hasn't stopped in days, and you just, damn. You know, you get a physical headache, right? But then you go and hang out with your boys, the headache goes away. So it's like medicine.
Yes. Wow. Right? I like that. I like that definition. Because I have that every day.
Every day. But for some reason, those days that we record, man.
Oh, I love it. That's why I love recording. Takes me away.
There you
I'm
go.
Like on a fucking cloud. Being held by 2x4s. So I know I'm safe.
This is a good one.
That was good. Well, that was the game. I mean, if you had any other you wanted to just say, I don't know if you had a bonus one just to give to our listeners. I think they deserve it if they hung in this far.
Do
you have any extra?
I do.
If not, it's fine. Tell them to go fuck themselves. It's fine.
Just tell them to go fuck themselves. No big deal. No, I do have a bonus one.
That's good.
Right?
So my list was the Irish handcuff, the clam jam, the scrivener. Oh, wait, did I
tell
you?
We didn't do that one.
I didn't tell you the scrivener?
No.
Fuck. I highlighted it before I got to say it. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Five, yeah, six. I got a bonus one. It's a good one.
Fuck.
Well, it's a good one to know.
I don't even think I gave you 7 then. So I got to give you one more.
Please do.
So, all right. So this is the bonus one. If you get this right, you win. I can't believe I didn't give you this one.
The scrivener. You lost the points that you wager.
The scrivener.
The scrivener.
Yes.
I
feel like an idiot.
Want to say that you buy something when you're like vacationing somewhere new, and then you use it to bang your girl.
Or guy.
Or whatever. Lock me in.
Lock you in? No, I mean, yeah, you're going to bang someone and you're not actually buying it. So it's anything you keep, whether you stole it after you fuck someone. You just take something out of their house as a scrivener.
I like it. I like it. Hey, sometimes you end up with like their panties or some shit.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Take their mother's ashes, whatever. Anything you walk out of the house with that's not yours or it's given to you technically too. But I think the stolen part is the scrivener. That's it.
You walk out to take her kid.
Yeah. Hey, you know, better off, man. If you knew what I was into and you fucked me, forget it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Did you have one ready or we'll go with that one as the bonus one?
I have one, but I'm just going to say it and then give the definition unless you want to guess.
No, I'll take a guess at it. Right, it says no points awarded, though.
Yeah. So we'll say the word is choogy.
Choogy?
Choogy, yeah.
Oof.
C-H-E.
I'm assuming this is coming from the origins of loogie. Choogy.
That's a pretty good guess.
I'm going to say when you throw up and spit it into someone's face, choogy.
Locked in?
Locked in, sure.
So no.
Yeah, I know. I already had it ready. Let me do it again.
The word choogy actually means someone who's not keeping up with older trends. So if you're not listening to our videos and watching our videos and paying attention to these new words that are going into the Urban Dictionary, you may one day be considered choogy.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
Just remember to like, share, and subscribe. Make sure nobody becomes a choogy around here.
And if you're an audio listener, we are now on YouTube in the studio. You get to see our beautiful faces, bearded men wearing our Unfollow Vic hats. I got the summer 4th of July special. Jack's got the, you can always wear it at any time of day, black on black camo. I mean, these are amazing. Like, everyone has texted me even quality. 3 or 4 times. They're like, hey, yo, I just want to let you know again that these hats are amazing.
Yeah.
They're high quality, Texas made, stitched.
It's real leather, baby.
No, this ain't no leather. Jack, what's with you in the fake news?
I thought it was leather.
And he's got to give news now. No, it's not leather. It's really good material, though.
It's leather, bro.
It's not leather.
How much do you want to bet?
We'll bet off
on air.
It's not leather.
All right. It's leather, though.
I think it's a good material. So are you ready for the news?
Some would say like leather. Yeah, let's do it.
Jack, what do we got?
All right. So in today's news, we're going to be covering the New York concealed carry loophole. Not to help you but actually to hinder you. In New York, before you were issued a concealed carry permit, you had to tell them why you wanted the gun for concealed carry, why you wanted the permit.
In case a bad man comes in my house and tries to take my kids, my wife, and my money.
Right, right. And
you could wait 15 minutes for the cops to get there. Yeah,
right. But that wouldn't have been a good enough excuse for the permit. Most it would be like, well, because I got to carry a lot of money, or I have to do this job that requires, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not because I want to protect myself from enemies, foreign and domestic. That wouldn't fly. It's a may issue state. So the Supreme Court said, nah, nah, we're not doing that anymore. So they removed that requirement. Now there's a new bill that's being proposed that has some new rules that I'm not going to say they fly in the face of that ruling from the Supreme Court, but they're extra steps that now if you want to conceal carry in New York, these are going to be what you might have to be up against. Mm. So legal gun owners in New York who already had to renew their concealed carry license every 5 years are now going to have to do it every 3 years.
Okay.
They would have to complete 16 hours of classroom training, 2 hours on live range, and pass a written test with a score of at least 80%, which...
It's five questions?
Yeah, I mean...
Nah, I'm kidding.
These aren't things that I think are going to be detrimental. You know what I mean? If you're like, hey...
Well, I mean, you got...
For your first pistol, I wouldn't mind it. I think everybody should have some basic shit, and not everybody has a dad to teach them how.
Yes.
Fair?
Fair.
Okay. So, but this is when it gets into a little bit of the
biological dad.
Right, 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 right. So following that, these people that are applying for the permits are going to have to meet with a licensing officer for an interview, which actually, by the way, my dad just did. And, as a person going for this permit, you have to provide the names, ages, and contact information for at least four references.
Their pronouns?
And they're, right, you need to put their pronouns, they, them, whatever it may be.
Double checking. I don't want you to miss out on anything, all right,
man? Yeah. The reason I don't like this is because what if no one likes you?
Yeah. Then you know what? That
does that mean you don't get to protect yourself? I don't know. So, and the people need to be willing to attest that the applicant is of good moral character.
Why?
That so sounds super the guy fucking
loses his mind, he could face charges.
No, I feel like this is a way of getting people to police themselves.
Yes,
but not I don't everyone think it's a likes bad to be involved thing, with yeah, other
just
people.
Just like you said. I mean, what about if you and two other people die, I'm not going to have no more friends. I don't want a lot of friends. I have 3-4 friends. That's all I ever need.
Yeah. And
if you guys all go to Vegas one day and drop dead on a plane, who am I going to fucking get to sign this fucking application?
Right. And you won't be able to protect yourself. So
I got to go make friends.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm going to go to GameStop and make friends with them, and we're going to talk about Call of Duty. And I'll be like, hey, buddy, can you sign this, by the way?
On the way out.
Oh, like, yeah, bro, totally. Thanks for the rewards card, man.
Like in the military, we needed to get shit signed off to make sure that you were.
Dude, yeah, I guess signed off for the craziest fucking things in the world.
So on top of that, applicants would have to disclose their current and past social media accounts, so the licensing officer could review them to see if anything the applicant may have posted would, in the mind of the licensing officer, be objectionable and disqualify the applicant as of this article in WGRZ.com.
So it seems like a lot of stuff.
You don't think this last one's like, yo, this is much?
Let me see.
They need to basically give your social media accounts to the. You think I would get a license in New York if they saw my Facebook?
Yeah, but that's something you could if you wanted to and you spent a good 5 hours, I get it. Yes, it's always going to be in the cloud. It's always going to be there. But they don't have that power. I mean, you got a bunch of hillbillies that are going to look at this and just go scroll it down.
What do you mean they don't have that power? Anytime that there is...
I know, but I'm saying if you were to delete a post, let's say you have a few posts where you know you had to delete, which that's only if you're making like threats.
I'll die before I delete.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying it's the social media thing isn't that bad. I mean, if you're an idiot and have the things up, then yeah, whatever.
True. No. But I don't think they're looking for you doing anything illegal in the photos.
Well, they want to know who you're associated with. And they want to
know everything about you.
You can look at someone's Facebook, and if you give it a good 15 minutes and you really scroll down, look at their pictures. First of all, if you don't have your Instagram, Facebook on block to where only friends could see it, that's already private, a red flag. Because need some type of attention, unless you're like a page or business. I mean, your attention span has got to be horrible because you need people to look at you. Second of all, you could tell by just scrolling down. I don't think I've done a Facebook post in the last 6 months besides when I went to the show. Other than that, before that was probably last year. So if you're posting 2 to 3 things a day, you're already on some type of spectrum. And I'm not saying, like, if you're posting a picture of your kids and it's a significant day, that's one thing. But if I'm going shopping and I was in traffic, and then 30 minutes later, it's, I just got to H&M and they don't even have the dress I want, then I think you're some psychological, there's something fucking wrong with you. You would need a few friends to sign. But that's me. The Supreme Court girl is not no biologist. She can't define a woman, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you if you're crazy.
Right, and she's not a ballistic specialist. Yes. She's not a psychologist. She's none of those things.
But what I do know is that the average Karen will compare her uterus to having rights as guns. And what you're telling me, I've never seen a woman have to go through that. But hey, that's I'm not a woman.
That's
I can never be a woman. I'm a biological man. I could do dress up on October 31st. I think that's the only day where people, if whatever you want to be in the world, you can. But you only got that 23 hours and 59 minutes to do that.
Right. Right.
And I wouldn't start the only time that really because you're a weirdo.
That's the only time anybody really should applaud at other grown-ups being kids getting dressed up as things that they're not.
Yes.
So.
Okay, brother. What else you got?
I want to thank everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We love you guys. What about you?
Well, let's get the drop in. I mean, it's a good show. We made it. Hour,
I loved it.
Hour and, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes. We're getting closer to the NFL. I think we have, 67 days?
Can't wait.
I'm going to be giving news, and I'm going to be giving pointers for people that are just getting into fantasy football. So I'm going to try to explain it, but also give you some trending news, some trades, what I would do, what you should do, and what you should never absolutely do. But this is the Unfollow Vic podcast, available on everywhere besides Pandora. And now we're in the studio on YouTube. Give us a shout. Give us a follow. Like, comment, Unfollow Vic podcast on all social medias. All right, later. Yeah, yeah. Peace.
Love you. Bye.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.